Thank you for watching Not My Bag.
If you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening, give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And we have a very, very special guest this week. Please welcome.
Try and say that sincerely.
It was very sincere.
And it's so insincere.
No.
We've got a very, very special guest.
That's me.
Try that again. Do it again.
I've got. You're giving Gemma Collins vibes. She did this to me as well. She didn't like my intro.
Actually, keep it then, because I don't want to be giving that vibe.
Oh, let's go and get right. This week, we have...
That's even worse!
The man, the myth, the legend. It's Pete Wicks.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome to My Bag.
Look at that. You got a round of applause.
That was good.
Do people normally get round of applause?
No.
No, actually.
That's quite rare.
All right, I'll take that then. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
How are things? We?
Delightful, mate. Wonderful. I've got a beer, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
It's like brunch. I feel like it's brunch time, isn't it?
Bottomless brunch?
Yeah.
I'm up for that. We're going after.
Got the old sellers out. Where do you want to go?
Mate, I'm up for anywhere.
Let's go Shoreditch.
Yeah?
Yeah. Paint the town red. Is that the saying?
It is the saying, yeah.
Well, is it?
I'm the brain dead.
What does that mean?
Paint the town red. It's just when you go a bit mental, don't you, and you have a good time. Paint the town red. I don't know where it comes from, actually.
Neither do I.
He needs all the education he can get, George does. He didn't even finish PE.
You need a thick one?
No, I'm just 20.
No, George, that's no
what?
Excuse.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck.
Yeah.
It's a bit, actually, it's a bit nonsense.
You're actually, I'm sat here looking like your fucking creepy uncle now.
You're the au pair today.
Fucking hell. I thought I was coming on a podcast, not fucking babysitting. Jesus, fuck.
Oh, fucking hell. So, are you still in Essex, by the way? Still living in Essex?
Yes.
You
yeah.
are?
Yeah,
nice.
I still live in Essex. Well, is it?
I think we get this a lot in Essex because it depends where you go. Do you know what I mean?
It's a big old place, isn't it?
Big old place.
People generally assume that Essex is just Brentwood.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they forget it's probably one of the biggest counties. It's fucking massive.
You got like Basildon.
But there's like a...
Las Vegas.
You got Southend.
Yeah. Like, and then like,
sorry, is that the only place you can
name
in Essex?
Me and George trying to name places.
Where are you two?
Chelmsford. We're in between like Chelmsford and Stansted Airport, like a little village.
Yes, yeah, so you're not far from me. I'm Harlow.
Oh, that's where I was born.
We were born in Harlow. I went to college Harlow.
Oh, that explains a lot.
It actually does.
Yeah, it really does. Spent 2 years.
George was a bricklayer, weren't you?
No, I wasn't a bricklayer. That's taking the piss. I done plumbing and carpentry. And now I'm sitting here with my uncle interviewing.
Plumbing, carpentry, yeah. Now you've got what did you do before you became a bum?
He was just gay.
He was just gay. Full-time homosexual, Pete. No, I was in recruitment, right? Do you want to know how rogue this job was? I sent engineers to power plants all around the world to work on turbines.
Bore off.
Do you want to know something even more rogue then?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I did before TV? I was the international sales director for the largest medical recruitment company in the UK.
Shut up. What? You weren't in recruitment too?
Yeah, for
no.
11 years. Yeah, I set up offices all over the world.
No way.
Yeah, I used to, I had quite a good job.
Look
before.
At us city boys.
Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're in.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck. Well, you've done well on TV and that as well, haven't you? Do you miss being on TOWIE?
No, I don't miss it.
I just think it's got me.
I mean, look.
Like a little bit shit.
I've never watched it. And I never watched it before I did it. I never watched it when I was on it. I've never watched anything I've ever done on TV. I've been on it for quite a long time. And I owe the show a lot. Like, the show, you know, it was good for me for a lot of the stuff that I do now. But not my cup of tea. And I think I...
Time to move on?
Yeah, it was a little bit... I was starting to become like the Ian Beale with Towers.
The Phil Mitchell.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just the sort of drunk in the corner. It's just like, all right, what's happening? So it was definitely time for me to fucking do one, I think.
You had a good old stint, though.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah, that's...
It's a long time.
That's almost as old as George.
Yeah. Half my age, basically.
Yeah. Fuck me. Are you? I'm coming over this side. Fuck you. Jesus Christ. The geezers make me feel like an old fucking numpty.
No, I know. George makes me feel old as well at the minute. Like, with stuff you're coming out with, but I'm only, 6 years older?
Yes, not sure. It's fine.
Why do you look older than him then?
Yeah, you can fuck off. You know
what? George has got like a very expressionate face and... Yeah,
lived in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need Botox.
You can't have Botox at 20.
No, I know, but I do.
But
cut
you could rest, fuck like that. You could rest a credit card in those folds.
It's all the wrinkles.
Yeah, but I've got all that, but then I should do because I'm sort of 34, but... I mean, yeah, you could...
You said, what was the actual age, 35?
Well, I'm 35 this year.
Oh, okay.
So I'm 34 currently.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't start on me. I'll fucking iron your forehead.
He's had half a Stella and he's going.
Half a Stella and he's ready to beat George up. And you got a vest on.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah. Look, he's got the old chest there out and everything.
He knew
mum was going to be here.
Oh, right. We also wanted to ask you, because I'm recently single. George has been single for as long as
I can remember.
And yeah. You've
that changed when you hit puberty.
that was quite funny.
You've done a lot of dates, didn't you? So we wanted some dating advice.
Done a lot of dates, haven't you?
Done a lot of dates.
I've been around the block a few times.
You've been on Celebs Go Dating as well, haven't you? As well.
A few times.
You should have like shares in Celebs Go Dating, the amount you've been on.
Four times I think I've done it. That's quite a lot.
What's going wrong?
Well, it's not that what's going wrong. It's dating I'm very good at.
Okay, fine.
Very good at dating. Dating. It's the bit after.
Right.
Having to message them.
The relationship bit, I'm not great at. I've been single for most of my life. But that's a lot of that's through, you know, everyone says that they're single, but sort of through choice, because I believe in soulmates, I believe in marriage, I believe in all that stuff. And I just, you know, until you meet someone that is worth settling down for, I don't see the point of settling for something that is not what you want.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
So I'm quite honest about it, and I'm quite happy just doing my thing. And also, I don't think I'm at the point where I'm the right person. I'm not happy enough in myself yet to be able to give myself to someone in the right way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It would be unfair on any bird to fucking stick up with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of birds sticking it on, we have a surprise for you.
Well, that sounds good.
Joe, yeah, that sounded really weird. Did it?
Oh my God, I'm making it out like it's a lady of the night. It's not.
It's
my
mum.
We've got a surprise date.
Surprise date?
Yeah, right. Cut the cameras. We're going to bring her in. Pete, here is your date. It's mum.
I couldn't be happier with this, genuinely.
She's cute, isn't it? We tried to, you know, we've got all the old...
Well, I'm sure last time I saw both of you...
I was actually the heckler. Do you remember? We were in the crowd and you were saying stuff like who...
Well, it's Grace's tour, isn't
it? Yeah, and who was your dream bird? And I was one going, Lisa Fax, and you were going...
Fuck. I could see you thinking, who the fuck are these in the audience?
Absolutely love that. It's so nice to see you. You look fabulous.
Thank you, so do you. You always do.
You always do.
Well, I remember seeing you on Twitter... a long time ago when you used to do the bulldog meets.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, like when you look at someone, you go, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's what happened. But I did look at you and I thought, you are just not Essex at all.
Well, I'm not originally from Essex.
Where are you from originally?
London.
Yeah, I know, but do you know, like, because you're on Towie.
That's what everyone thinks. Everyone assumes that everyone in Essex looks like that.
fuck.
do you know what I mean? But yeah, I look a little bit.
Well, I remember the first episode. No, I just thought, because I used to watch it. I don't anymore because you're not on it. And I watched, and as you walked in, I just went,
Yeah, I've aged a bit since then.
Yeah, I like an aging man. Wrinkles are good for me.
Are they?
Yeah, very
good. You haven't got any wrinkles?
I have got loads.
Sorry, mate. What's going on?
Well, no, before we bring mum on, you know, get her involved, ask you some questions. Mum wanted to ask you a lot about your dating life.
I just want to pass me the phone, mum, because mum, you've been a fan for a long time, haven't you?
No, this is so embarrassing.
Pass me the phone.
You know my passcode, don't you?
I do.
You know my passcode?
I do. No, because you don't know what she gets up to. Yeah.
No, because you're just nosy buggers.
But we, this was.
I don't know if I should be worried about this.
So this was Christmas Day 2015.
Oh, I know what this is. I know what this is.
Me and Joe thought, let's get mum a present. And that's what we got. That was 2015.
Is that my calendar? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the whole day.
Happy Christmas to me. Winky face kiss emoji.
That is unbelievable.
And that's been 5 loads of followers. About 5 people liked it, didn't they?
Yeah, it had 5 likes, yeah.
Oh.
Bless you.
Oh, you have my calendar.
I know, but I know your mum. It's just so embarrassing.
You know my mum?
Well, only on social media.
Oh, right, I was going to say. God, that's worrying.
Yeah, you're a lovely mum, and I'm a bit like, oh my God, this is Tracy's just going to think you sad.
I'm glad it almost went viral, really, didn't it?
Oh, no. I know, look.
That is serious. I know. Fucking
we'll get that up on the screen.
Back when I used to do the calendars.
I know.
Yeah. Why'd you stop?
Why did I stop?
Yeah, you need to get
well, do you know what's funny? So it's like a running joke, and Sam loves this story. So I think the year after that, the calendar after that, outsold Justin Bieber in the UK.
I remember that clip
went,
on TikTok.
Went all bit fucking mental. And then, so we did them, used to make a good few quid off them, and then we started going to, you know, different places to shoot them and doing all that sort of stuff. And then no one fucking wanted them.
Oh.
It really went downhill. And in the end, I think the last one I did cost me money.
To bring them, yeah.
So, yeah. So
it was a loss.
We was like, we'll stop doing that now. I think people, the novelty have run off.
Anymore,
no,
they?
No. Other than Cliff Richard, he still doesn't.
Does he?
Do you remember? No, you did buy me a Jason Momoa calendar a couple of years ago, and I thought, I can't put that.
Oh, yeah, you definitely upgraded to Jason Momoa.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going to ask you, actually. Dating advice.
Dating advice.
I haven't been on, like,
yeah, to be fair,
I think he's scared of women.
Who?
George, I think.
I was going to say, he definitely is. No, I was going to say, which one are we going with here? Because if you ain't worked that one out, then I think we've got a problem.
No, I do think that George is a bit scared, aren't you?
What are you
George?
Scared of?
I'm not scared of women. I'm just like, Pete, I'm not ready to, like, I don't really want to be with
you
someone and that.
You haven't even popped your cherry yet.
Yes.
What, right. You've heard it?
Yes.
It's like a banned topic on the pods.
No. Listen, do you know what I'm going to say to that? That is fucking fair play to you.
I think
fucking,
it's quite admirable.
Yeah, 100%. Because that means you're a fucking nice guy, not a wanker.
I was just going to literally just take it back to normal chat.
Oh, no, sorry, go on. You can take it back to normal chat.
I just wanted to say, going back to like your friendship with Sam, I think it's a really like... It works so well, but I just couldn't see you.
No, it's because you're having a go at him all the time.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you and Sam are very different people.
So different.
I feel like you'd look at him in the street and be like, well, you're a twat.
Did you know what I mean? Did you meet him on Celebs Go Dating?
Yeah, we met on Celebs Go Dating. No, we both did, I think it was his second time, my first time on it. And
Pete was very abusive.
But the thing is with Sam is what people don't realise is he actually bullies me. It's like genuinely.
I just saw the edits on TikTok that.
What people don't realise is, yeah, he puts in, because he does all the videos and all that sort of stuff, and it's not really my cup of tea. So he records stuff
for
hours.
He makes sure all the darts, don't he?
And he hammers me like a woodpecker for hours until I get the ump.
Yeah.
And then he just puts that bit in. So everyone just thinks I'm naturally just a really angry,
nasty,
horrible bastard. But they ain't seen him hammering me for fucking hours to do stuff.
Do the dances.
He's like the brother I never wanted. It's a love hate.
You do, like, obviously,
he loves me, I hate him.
When I first saw the podcast released, I thought, this ain't going to work. But, like, obviously, you don't realise how close you guys actually are.
He's doing well, though, isn't it?
In all seriousness, like, I can take the piss out of him because he's my brother, but wouldn't anyone else do it?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I do love the geezer. He's really
genuine. But he's hilarious.
And he is hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Funny. It's not, we've got a very different sense of humour.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
Yeah.
Like mother, like son.
Yeah, it works. 100%. I remember you two on the show and I was watching and I just thought, oh my God, because I used to have a go at him and I thought, is Sam going to take this on the chin? He did. He used to just laugh at you and go, oh.
It's because I'm like his dad / carer. You know what I mean? Like, he literally calls me sometimes, like, he calls me on a daily basis, but sometimes he'll call me going, like, I've got a meeting. Do I wear a pink or a blue shirt?
Oh, love
I'm like,
it.
I don't.
I'm having a shit.
Yeah, wear what you want, mate.
I've got a question. Go on, Mum. I want to know what on earth possessed you to go on to the SIS thing. I watched every second of what you did.
That's savage.
All 3 seconds of it.
Well, do you know what? I just thought, why are you doing it? Because I just thought, your hair's going to get messed up. You're just, you know.
I think
what?
He was more concerned just about surviving. No?
It was just mad.
Do you know what the maddest thing is I'm really, really fortunate to do some of the stuff I do now. And you know, you do a lot of different things for the paycheck. And if I'm honest,
and
a lot of things I don't enjoy. But there's two shows I always wanted to do. And one was Bear Grylls and one was SAS. Yeah. Because I don't think I'm like what people assume I'm like.
Yeah.
And I like putting myself in a position where I would never get a chance to do these things.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity. You find out what you really like when you're put in situations that you're not comfortable in. Mm. And everything else I find really comfortable. I'm very
not comfortable, like, Jesus.
Easy going. But so I did the island and it was amazing. And all I wanted to do was SAS and it still absolutely guts me.
I know. I
hadn't watched the show.
He had to leave for medical reasons. And he jumped out of the helicopter, was thrown out of the helicopter and literally...
I knocked myself unconscious and broke a couple of ribs.
Yeah. And he didn't want to quit.
Wait, where did you land? In the
water.
But my leg got caught in the bag. And you're supposed to push it away. And I knocked myself unconscious. I was floating face down.
I was literally like...
My ribs are still broken now. Hold on, feel this.
Oh, fucking
hell. Oh, God, you are making an old lady's dreams come true.
That's not funny. And I, when you did that, I just thought, oh my God. And because it said the next episode, and then there was, they showed you, and I thought, please don't say he's got a lead, because I know you really wanted to.
Do you know what, though? Yeah, you did smash the island with Bear Grylls.
Oh my
God.
You did
very well. But me and, it's so weird, because me and Mum were talking about that on the way here. And because there was that incident with the pig,
wasn't
there?
No, and Pete was absolutely distraught.
Yeah.
You were distraught about the fact that you.
Yeah.
They killed the pig, and he knowing the pig.
Well, yeah. I mean,
no. Joe, have you ever seen the show? No, it's savage, isn't it?
I'm not.
It's a savage show.
I mean, I lost 3.5 stones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember phoning your mum at the end crying.
Yeah, because I didn't. You know, I hadn't spoken to my nan wasn't very well at the time either, and my nan was my best mate, and so yeah, I hadn't spoken to him for a month, 31 days. So when so at the end of it, when you get your fucking phone call,
I know, I saw you crying.
Oh fuck!
The island with Bear Grylls makes I'm a Celeb look like a fucking holiday.
Would you do
basically?
I'm a Celeb, Pete?
Like everyone would. You know, would want to do that show just for, and again, because it's an experience. When would I get a chance to do something
stuff at the minute, just doing stuff because you think I would never normally do this. Even if it's like mega uncomfortable, you think let's just.
But
give
I
it
need
go.
To find out about the pig scenario. So you really didn't. No one ate that pig, did they?
No, I gave it a sea burial, which
they,
in hindsight,
they killed a pig, but they're starving. And Pete just said, I'm sorry, but I'm not, because you're vegetarian, aren't you?
I was pescatarian when I did that. But there's a lot of, things that go into that. Because that show, it's 31 days. If you last the whole thing, like a few of us did, like it's 31 days. And they condense it into 7 hours, so 7 episodes.
So,
there's so much stuff you don't see. And, a lot of, you have to find your own food, and you literally, so basically you go there and you've got one set of clothes and you get fucking three blades. Oh. You have to build your own shelters. You're on a desert island, a remote desert
build
island, no
fire.
One else there, fire.
Which is one.
You've got one set of clothes and then you can scavenge, but you have to find your own water. So you have to find your own water. Full survival
thing. They throw like old bottles.
And that's actually what the most surprising thing about doing that was, is the amount of shit
on the beach
that comes from people that are on boats just throwing stuff about. It was disgusting. The amount of plastic was fucking disgusting. It was in an island just off of Panama.
Yeah, like South America.
Like remote.
Yeah. Oh, it's
it was savage. Yeah, I mean, you could see how dehydrated you were.
So
yeah. I was emancipated. Like it was kind of fucking. It was.
Some of you hallucinating and all that, weren't you?
Yeah, it was absolutely mad. But it was one of the best things I've ever done. But so there's a lot of things that you don't see on that, and you know
they condense it down to like an hour's worth of viewing.
So if you think you got you're filming that 31 days and it condenses into a seven-hour show.
Hours,
yeah. So there's so many things that you don't see that happen on that. But it's the realest show. I mean, they stopped it. It was the last one they ever did and it was the first time they'd done a celeb one for a month.
Okay.
The previous it had been 2 weeks and someone nearly went blind on it. I got bit by a shark. do you know what I mean? There was so many things that happened. Yeah, I'm a shark attack.
I guess it's like sink or swim.
I
can't believe, to get bitten by a shark, that's pretty high up there.
There was just some mad things that happened. But it was by far one of the best things I've ever done because when would you get a chance to do it? And also you get to see what you really like in them sort of situations.
I think I'd break.
No, you'd be absolutely.
I think give me a day, and I think I'd break.
Some people
you can't even cut your hair or anything. I mean, fine.
You got no comb. You got no toothpaste. No deodorant. You get nothing, mate. You literally.
People use their fingers and that, didn't they?
Charcoal from the fire. It's got the same properties that you would use. So that's how you do it. But even your water, so you're getting it from like a stagnant pond that's full of fucking shit.
And then you boil it, didn't you?
So you have to filter it through trouser legs or clothing or cloth to get a lot of the shit out. Then you have to boil it. But you're looking at like 40 degree heat during the day, and then at night time it was torrential rains, so you're constantly fucking wet. You have to try and keep a fire going. You've literally got three machetes between the group that start, and that's all.
And then
you
obviously
get.
You've got
everything
hunt
you have
all
to
your
make,
food and fish and stuff as well.
Everything.
Did he come in there and actually sort you out?
No, he dropped us off, fucked off to his hotel, and come back 31 days later.
I did say fucking, that before. It was a joke.
No, he doesn't come in at all. You are literally there on your own.
No,
so even
that's
if anything happens, like when you have if anything goes wrong, like for example I got bit by a shark, someone nearly drowned, I saved someone's life, it's okay.
Man, you live like a lifetime
the
in
medical
a month.
The medical island is 20 minutes away and they have to come over by boat. You are literally on this island and that is it. So anything that goes wrong, you've got scorpions on there, you've got snakes on there. I woke up with a scorpion on my chest.
No, absolutely not. What if you need some Imodium? You've got the shits.
Well, then even that, there's no toilet paper. So what you
wipe your ass with?
Well, what you do is you go to a certain part of the island. We had Shit Cove, so where the current goes.
Shit Cove.
So
don't talk about Southend like that.
No.
Don't talk about Southend like that.
So you shit in the ocean, then swim away from it, and just hope it doesn't catch up with you.
Actually, they do that. Deep sea divers do that. They go. I was watching this thing on TikTok where they have to swim outside in the pitch black dark at night.
Shit.
And underneath. Well, actually, there is no light. And they have to go and shit in a thing and it like all floats to the top of the earth.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, Pete, I also saw in the papers that you had a mystery woman recently.
He's always got a mystery woman.
Yeah, well, that's nothing fucking new. That could be at any point over.
They love it, didn't you? They love you.
The papers. Do you know what it is? Sorry, I'm grabbing me beer. The papers, can I pull this on the podcast?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, we don't care.
I'll just carry on.
A mystery woman.
Yeah, look, over the years, I don't know why, because I've done it to myself, to be honest with you, because I've not got the best reputation, I think, so.
But even if you go on a date or something and someone takes a picture of you, you're going to have a new mystery. Do you know, or like, yeah, even just at lunch
even if
with
I'm
a
not
mate.
On a date, so my mum, Tracy, she's been my mystery woman. I took her into an event once and then come out of the event and I was having a cigarette outside and my mum come out with me and they just taken pictures
of
and it was next day Pete Wick sang with Mystery Blonde and it was my mother.
Are you still the back of your bike at the weekend?
Like the fucking Adams family. Yeah. we are. And like, honestly, it was like the Adams family. So I went out the weekend. I do a lot of work with bikes and I love motorbikes and my mum's fella. He also rides motorbikes and my mum, my dad, and my mum used to go touring on bikes. So my mum loves bikes as well. So at the weekend I'd got a new bike. So I went out with my mum's fella on it and my mum's like, well, I want to come. So we all went for a coffee. So she'd gone back in, changed into an all black outfit. So there's the three of us turning up for a coffee.
I couldn't imagine
jumping off the back of a couple of Harleys. And I said to my mum, this is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life.
I could not
the Adams family.
No, you could not imagine you driving like a smart car or something normal though. Do you know what I mean? You've got I've seen your bike and stuff like that. Like,
it's amazing.
I've got a few, but I do a lot of work with I've actually got a really exciting trip coming up in July. So I'm doing 10 countries in 10 days with Harley Davidson.
No,
that's sick.
So
are you out?
No, not on my own. No. It's 120 years of Harley. So there's the big 3-day festival in Budapest. So we're driving from Folkestone to Budapest. There's about 20-25 in our convoy, but there's about 40,000 people going across the world.
That is sick. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah.
Anyway, last time we saw you was at Grace's tour, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you sent me a very rude message. which we won't play.
And but everyone's seen.
It went viral on TikTok.
I've not seen it because I don't have TikTok.
Joe, get out the TikTok.
No, Pete. No, it was so funny because Terry. I said, I'm gonna expect.
God, I was only joking.
Yeah, I know, but I said, he went to me, who are you talking to? I went, oh no, and the boys have just phoned me. So he said, what was it? I said, nothing. Anyway, it's all over TikTok, Instagram. I just have to show you just so you know.
Oh, God.
I need to laugh instead of.
I need to find it. Oh my God, it's this.
Oh.
Call me daddy. Wait. Oh, fuck me.
Wait.
Call me daddy because I'm going to take you out.
Oh, please do.
Anytime you want, babe. You'll be fucking. Oh, we ain't gonna stop, babe. You'll be.
$180,000 likes.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise. I was like, my element.
Dad came down the next morning. He was like, the man was broken. Hell.
I can't. Yeah. See, that's my point. I speak before I.
Yeah, but that's
I
me.
It's like intrusive thoughts, isn't it?
You were really good on the tour. That tour night was really good.
Oh, it was fucking horrendous.
Did you think?
It was. Yeah. Listen. So I love Grace. I think she's great. She did mine and Sam's podcast, and then I can't come and did hers. But I know her manager, She said to me, "Oh, well, listen, will you come and do this tour?"
To be fair, you did turn up 5 minutes before you meant to come on stage and neck two beers.
Can I get a beer and a fag? I was like, "I love this man."
I don't need it. Listen, everyone over faffs everything.
No,
listen,
as long
turn up, get it done.
Get it done. Yeah. You, do you know what I mean? but so I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't realize how young
The audience.
Oh, we did say that.
I know. Do you know what? When you said that, I thought there is a lot of young people.
And when I looked at the other people that were doing Gracie's tour, they're all quite relevant in kind of TikTok and all that sort of stuff. They must have been so disappointed, those people, that they wheeled out old father time from fucking being like, I got heckled.
You know what?
No.
We heckled a couple of times, but like,
No. But the funny heckled.
There was a lot of. Yeah.
Like, people were like, granddad, and you were like,
Also, you did one around, there was that part of it, the segment of the show where someone got pied, and you was not pieing.
No. And I would have done if it was a geezer, but I'm 34. I can't be pieing an 18-year-old girl in the face. Do you know what I mean?
I did it on the tour.
Do you know what I mean?
And then the girl got
it. Just don't look great, does it? Sorry.
That doesn't look very professional.
I didn't mean anything by that. I just stretched my arm. But yeah, you can't be doing that. Do you know what I mean?
But it was good. We were entertained anyway. George and I were. But
yeah, so was it. I all night. I was like, oh.
You
went
there.
I went to bed with a smile on my face.
Sorry. Yeah.
But no, it was really fun. And then, I went out for a few drinks afterwards. But yeah, Grace is great. But Hannah, her manager's amazing as well. Yeah.
What would you say, what would you say, like, because I feel like you're good with that sort of heckling stuff. You can deal with it.
Yeah,
what was, like, your most on like TOWIE or anything, your most embarrassing moment on like TV where you were just like, I can't really get out of this. Like, this is.
I don't really get embarrassed.
I feel like you're good with them situations.
Yeah, I'm not really at first. I've had some dodgy situations. I mean, you know, when.
I've seen them all.
A few years ago, yeah, I had a bit of a rough time. I was getting death threats. I had people sending me, they'd made like life size dolls of me that they were burning and hanging. And I still get death threats weekly.
What have you done?
Do you know
there's warrants.
People pick and choose who they like and don't want to like. And a lot of the time, I always said if I was going, that's why I don't watch myself and I don't watch any reality TV. I don't watch anything I do. I don't even listen to my podcast. I just don't do any of that sort of stuff. Just because you start self-editing and being who people want you to be.
Yeah.
And actually, I do everything. I make loads of mistakes and sometimes I say inappropriate things, but I would never want to offend anyone or actually hurt anyone. But my sense of humour is sometimes people don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't care if you don't get it. It doesn't bother me. As long as the people around me know that I'm not an arsehole.
And you're joking and
I'm
all right.
Yeah.
I think that translates.
But I think, I'm fairly decisive, I think, with a lot of people. You either kind of like it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot
I'm not
of
being funny on TOWIE. There's a few times I thought, my God, you were so good just to walk away and not say anything.
I used to find that really hard, though, because...
a lot of it is what they want you, the drama, don't they?
They want the drama.
They want you to like...
But also, you're in a position, because it's a show. What you don't see is the context of that. So you'll see a 3-4 minute clip, and that's an hour-long conversation.
Of course it is.
And then what they're putting is certain things out of context. So actually, and what people are like off camera, and this is why I've always been quite honest about what I've thought about a lot of people that have done the show and have been on the show and that are on the show is I've said a lot of people are fake, and that's because off camera very different to what they are on camera.
Wouldn't
say boots.
Is that why you left?
Yeah.
No, it's not why I left. I think it was just time for me to. It was time for me to leave. I owe so much to the show and the crew and the people that make it. And I got on better with the camera guys and the crew and the production than I did anyone else because they were fucking great.
Yeah, you know.
Listen,
it's time.
Yeah, you go and I used to just deliver what you need to deliver and that's fine.
Home.
And I can fuck off home.
Yeah, it
it's nice when you get on with the producer because you feel like you
I always do.
Do better. Like with Gogglebox, we had a series where we had the best producers.
We had the most lovely people. And that's why I was gutted when we decided to leave. So I thought, I'm not going to see anyone.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? When you're with them for
so
long.
So lovely.
It's one of the reasons I've done Slips Go Dating so many times. Like Anna, Paul.
Oh, Anna and Paul.
Yeah.
So, I know Anna loves you, didn't she?
She's a really good friend of mine. So
she's
Paul,
in Harvard,
so
isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
she's lovely.
So, we speak outside of all that. They're good friends of mine. So going to do that's a really easy show. I know all the camera guys. I know all the people that work on it. It's a really fun one to do.
Don't even feel like a job.
Going on for another one.
No, it doesn't feel like I can't do it for fix. My manager has specifically said to me,
you
cannot
do it again.
Do
it. When I saw the last one, he's on it, I went, oh my God, thank you, he's on it again.
Oh
but then,
God.
You know.
No, I can't do it again. Like my time of, this year's a very different year for me in terms of I'm going to be doing some different things.
I wanted to ask this, what's next?
Yeah.
What's the plans? If you can show any ideas, like what?
Yeah, that's the problem. I hate that conversation.
What's
because
what's next?
It's really hard to, because there's so many things that I can't discuss.
Yeah.
But it's just a very different year, you know? So yeah, there's just lots of things, but lots of different things, you know? The whole point of
what are you doing
more
saying,
telly?
Are you saying we're going to see a different side to Pete? or not necessarily?
I think people have always seen the
I've always been me,
but yeah, I've been, you know, I got typecast into a certain thing over the years, which is all I do is date, and all I do is, you know, he's quite, he does all that sort of stuff. And exactly. And
yeah,
I think
you're not though.
There's probably a little bit.
I have faith in
there's
you.
Not that much more, darling, but there's a little bit more. There's just always more, isn't there? Like, do you know what I mean? Even like you guys, like what they would have seen in Gogglebox or even doing the podcast, that's not definitively you.
No. Yeah.
That's a portion of you that you kind of become a caricature of yourself, and it's still you, but it's the version of you that is appropriate for what you're doing at the time.
Oh, we'd love to do like more stuff to show more of us. You know, as you said, in situations that people would never normally see us in, because they get to see like the actual you.
Yeah, like even silly you things. Like we're kind of like, you know, joking now. Like, obviously, you know, their new boys know it's a joke.
That
becomes like a, you know, like a funny part of you. But like it's not exactly what you are. There's more to that. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But
do you think you would tour your podcast?
Do you know what? Sam really wants to do it, and
well, you won't like that.
I'm open to it, but I mean, me and Sam have got very different ideas. Sam, I mean, literally thinks that we are going to sell out Wembley Arena. I think we'd be lucky to sell out the back room of the Red Lion. I'm not sure anyone.
I think you do. I think
all my friends would come. All my friends.
Stop saying it.
No, it's absolutely fun. There's nothing wrong. I don't mind if you and all your friends come. I don't know. I don't know if people would want to see that. Yeah. So
I think you pulling on stage in a Harley.
Me on the back. Me on the back.
Listen, you can be anywhere.
Oh my God!
I'll be facing you.
No,
you
can be Mom. Driving. Right?
Yeah, you'll face that. No.
Look, George,
so what? I think on that note, because I fully cannot.
I can't do anymore.
I need me and George are actually going to find a really good therapist
right,
after this.
George is now telling me to shut up, so we know.
Yes, I am. But any parting words, Pete?
Any parting words?
Do you need a new calendar?
Can I do it? You can have a private collection if you want.
Yeah, me, you and James, we can do a photo shoot.
Yeah, anything you want.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have given everyone the opportunity to do that.
Thank you guys for tuning in and watching this week's episode.
Can we just get me and Pete in the shop?
You are in the shop,
Mum. You are. It's a podcast, the whole thing's been... Okay, right. Anyway, thank you guys for watching at home. If you watch on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe and comment your favourite flirt? I don't know. I don't even want to know. I don't want to read the comments.
I feel like you two have had a tough day.
Oh, do you know what? It's been a hard morning.
Tell me about it.
Oh, fuck. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps loads. Obviously, all our socials will be down below. That's us for this week. Pete, thank you so much, mate.
No worries. If you want to catch me and Lisa again, you'll find us on... Take care. All the best.
See you later. Thanks, guys. Bye.